531. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. So we launch here into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit, but right to the phones and to the fun. Coming up also, if we get a chance, we'll tell you about the lawless buses that are under attack by the government people. But first, we go to Jacob, calling from New Hampshire on the Amp Lines. Hello, Jacob.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was calling to talk about healthcare freedom at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'm going to be volunteering at Porkfest with a free aide. That's FR33, along with free agents of the same name. And we're going to be doing running a first aid kind of area of wellness tent. So if anyone is hurt and everything, anything like that, we have medically skilled liberty lovers that are going to be coming. Myself as a couple other EMTs coming as well, a paramedic, and I think there'll even be a doctor there as well. To provide first aid, we're going to have an AED on scene, so that's an automatic external defibrillator.
Oh, okay.
That's a So it's a if someone goes into cardiac arrest, they can it's a device you use to shock them.
Clear.
To bring them out of cardiac arrest.
Yeah, yep, one of those.
Exactly. And we're also looking at running some CPR classes. I'm going to be in charge of that. I'm not sure the exact logistics. My goal is to keep it free, free of charge, and. I'm not sure about, if I'm going to offer the actual American Heart Association certification. I'll try to make it so we can, but I'm not sure we'll be able to do that. But I'll still be offering them either way. And we're also going to be doing, Keep It Going Past Porkfest is kind of like a medical, freedom, because that's one of the worst. I work in medicine, so that's like one of the worst areas you can work that, you're not working directly from the government, but you deal with the government every single day. As far as, all the regulations and red tape and all that kind of stuff you have to deal with.
Hey, Jake, where are you going to have this free aid at in the Porkfest grounds?
I believe they have a site in Agora Valley. I think it's called this year. They'll have a tent there, and then it'll also be, kind of like a rotate. I'm not sure of the exact details yet, but kind of like an on-call schedule. So, if it's in the middle of the night and, we need one of us to come out and help, we'll have a phone number list and stuff like that ready to go.
From what I'm seeing, the free day tent in Agora Valley is site number 2.
Where can people go to get a look at the map? Is it porkfest.com? Is the map up there right now?
They're still working on putting the map together.
They're still working on the map. But
the site information is meaningless to most of our radio listeners, so let's move past that and talk about a little bit more about Porkfest. Porkfest.com is a place to go to get registered, PORCFEST.com, and there's going to be lots of different things going on. It's interesting to see how Porkfest has developed over the years, having attended 4 or 5 of them myself. This certainly has not happened before, having a medical tent, basically, which I think is an interesting idea. And you've got hundreds of people in a given campground here in this event. It's a bunch of liberty-loving people that are coming together to enjoy each other's company and to socialize and engage in various different activities with one another throughout the week, throughout a full week of fun up in northern New Hampshire. And so, there have been all kinds of things going on. I know, JJ, you're putting together the music lineup.
That's right.
For the event. There are obviously going to be all kinds of occasions to, to enjoy partying and other things. Kids will have things to do as well, family activities.
A lot of great speakers, some debates, and, of course, the partying and the after-hours activities. But there's a lot of information that's going to go around. As Jake has said, medical freedom is definitely an area that people need information on, and getting answers to questions from doctors who won't shy away from certain various remedies or sometimes holistic means. I don't know exactly what they're going to cover, but not everything needs to have a certain prescription drug and a certain surgery to get this thing taken care of.
Well, yeah, exactly, and it's a lot about, it's just, kind of stripping the government red tape out of the whole process, because that's what, I work in medicine, and that's what, bogs me down a lot, and I know that's where a ton of the costs come from and everything like that.
Yeah, it'll be nice to be able to, you say you're trying to do it for free, but it'll be nice to be able to, give some silver to a doctor or something like that instead of actually having to pay with Federal Reserve notes.
Well, just as far as, our services at Porkfest, we're going to try to keep those free. I know, the wellness tent, that's going to be free, and I'm aiming to keep the CPR classes free. But that all depends on, you know, how I can, you know, secure, you know, training materials and that kind of stuff. So.
Neat. Well, is this your first year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or have you been?
Yeah, this will be my first year going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I missed last year because of work and other commitments I had, but this will be my first one, so I'm really excited because, you know, from all I've heard, it sounds like it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be bigger than all previous years. So
great. Well, I'll look forward to seeing you there, and thanks for the call and the heads up on that tonight, yeah. Jacob. And enjoy your time at Porkfest. We're going to be there broadcasting live. Porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. You can use the Free Talk Live coupon code, which is all one word. It's our title run together as Free Talk Live. Use that to get 20% off of the early bird registration. And you're going to want to get registered soon.
You know? Now.
Yeah, you're going to want to get the campsite locked down because it's starting to fill up from what I understand. I mean, I had my campsite last year. I reserved my campsite the day I left Porkfest last year to ensure that I could get it again. And so, you know, get on there and get registered as soon as possible.
They sold out of campsites last year. It got to the point that there was just RV sites. And you know, you're out in the hinterland at that point.
Out in the sun, too. The RV sites don't have any trees to shade them. So that's another issue there. Porkfest.com, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that's kind of neat. It's neat how things are developing, people coming together to provide new services to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Seeing holes in the marketplace that they can fill with their service or their skill set. I think that's definitely what this is all about, especially the Agoura Valley experience.
Well, I think it'll also be interesting to have people who are from the medical field who understand the ideas of liberty coming to the same place. Because as Jacob points out, they are under constant attack from the government. There's always this huge paperwork burden and regulatory burden that is attached to the medical field. Obviously, you've got things like the nationalized health care plans that are moving forward to some extent. And a lot of people that understand liberty are very concerned with that because they know what it's going to do to medicine in the United States. It's already in dismal shape because it is a mostly socialized system today. But having medical people come together to New Hampshire, I mean, presumably these people that are coming to the Porkfest are planning to move to New Hampshire at some point as part of the Free State Project, which is where thousands of liberty-minded people will all come to the same place. But I think it'll be much more persuasive to have doctor after doctor after EMT after EMT maybe coming to, you know, testify at the State House or something like that about how New Hampshire should secede or nullify the federal government and, you know, get out so we can continue having a healthy state. I mean, right now New Hampshire is, I believe, is it the healthiest state in the country or is that just New England? I don't recall.
I can't remember, but it was some superlative.
Yeah, it does very well. Yes. And, you know, the more government gets involved, the worse that's going to be. So having those people here to kind of lobby and work toward more medical freedom, I think, will be really powerful.
Yeah, I think it'll save lives.
Yeah, absolutely it will.
Because, you know, the government can't save lives. All they're great at is taking lives away.
1-800-259-9231. Matt is in Illinois. You're on the AMP lines. Hello there.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First off, a quick comment about the Zeitgeist thing. They need to think of a different name besides resource-based economy, because are all economies resource-based?
I don't know, but certainly all economies have resources.
I mean, what are you doing in an economy except exchanging resources?
I guess that's true.
It's a good point.
Sure.
And, today I had an experience. I've been sick. I've been sick the last couple of days. I don't usually get sick, but it happens every so often. Mm-hmm. And my nose was very, very stuffy. And I've tried stuffy nose medicines, and nothing's worked. But there was this stuff out a long time ago called Contact. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it had little tiny pills inside of it. And you took one every 12 hours. And I remember that stuff used to work great. So I go to the drugstore, and I'm looking for this stuff. I can't find it anywhere. So I go to the pharmacist, and I ask them.
I'll tell you what. Hang on. We'll let you finish the story here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. What happened to this remedy that used to work? 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the point of the show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking a case to court without an attorney? jurisdictionary.com is the case for you. It will show you how to move the court, how to get evidence, all the things that you need to do to in order to win your case. Jurisdictionary.com will teach you. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. It's so easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Works in every state in the union and many countries around the world. England, India, Australia, Canada. It's jurisdictionary.com, and I've used the course. As a matter of fact, I'm using it right now. I've got a ticket I've got to fight by sometime in March, and, well, I'm using Jurisdictionary. You should, too. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk. Continue to talk to Matt in Illinois, who had begun telling us a story. You've got a cold, Matt, and can definitely tell that you do. And you're looking for remedies, and you had one in the past that you felt worked really well to relieve your stuffy nose. What was it called again?
It was called Contact.
Contact.
They used to have commercials. It had
sounded like you said carjack. Anyway.
It had little tiny balls, like sugar balls in it. And it would work. You take one every 12 hours.
So you're not snorting it. You're taking it orally.
Yes, gotcha. Yes. And excuse me.
So you went looking for it, and they didn't have it on the shelf?
Right, they didn't have it on the shelf, so I went and asked the pharmacist about it. You know, and I was thinking, well, maybe it's behind the counter because of the drug war, what they've done with the the other stuff that they make methamphetamine.
Yep.
So I went and asked, and she told me they don't make the ingredient for it anymore. I can't even get anything comparable to it. And I asked her why not, and she said because people were having problems with their heart. And she said it was also in diet medications.
Is it Ephedra?
I don't know what it's maybe. Okay. But when I said that, I said, well, wait a minute. This was the only stuff that worked. None of this other stuff is working for me. How come I can't get it? And she goes, well, the FDA doesn't want you to take it. I'm like, yeah, I'm an adult. I should be able to make up my own mind. Mm. But the thought occurred to me that if it's in the diet, and I think I remember back when they had these problems with the diet medications, if somebody's taking this stuff for these diets, they're taking it every day, a lot of it.
Yeah.
I get a cold maybe once a year, once every 2 years. I don't think it's going to destroy my heart if I take it for the week that I have the cold.
Well, you don't get to decide for yourself, Matt. Your betters have determined for you.
Matt, I'm a little concerned here. I think the lady may have told you something that's not true. It looks like Contact's still available. It's from GlaxoSmithKline. You can go to www.essentialsforlivingwell.com, and Contact is in that list.
I actually found that Contact. It's different.
Okay.
Really?
It's not the same. It's not the same thing. It's there's still a Contact brand name that has a cold medicine, but it's not the little tiny time pills that they have that you take it once every 12 hours. It's a completely different medication.
Gotcha.
Bummer. Man, sorry to hear about that. Hey, it's just the government trying to keep you safe, man. What's your problem?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm perfectly capable of making these decisions myself. They've taken everything off the market that works for me. Well, at least this little thing.
You just think you're capable. You're just a big baby. You don't know how to handle yourself. Only the government knows.
I guess so.
It's for your own good.
I'm trying to, and the pharmacist is just like shaking her head.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
she gets it.
She can do about it, but God, I got a vet somewhere.
Oh, that sucks. Good luck out there, man, and thanks for the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Ah, good evening.
Good evening,
Frank. It's cold as can be down here in New York City. Blistering cold. But I just wanted to say something that really warmed the cockles of my heart this week.
What's that?
And that's the fact that the Center for Constitutional Rights and Preserving the Constitution served the indictment on the Swiss government so George W. Bush couldn't come and collect a big fat paycheck for speaking in Switzerland next month. And I think it's great. They had a 2,500-word indictment for war crimes and crimes against humanity in Afghanistan and Iraq, and also violating the four Geneva Conventions that the U.S. is a signatory to, and the fact that GW had to cancel his trip. And I think it's great. If only Code Pink could have gone down with some handcuffs to serve on the former president, I think that would be great.
Now, isn't the Swiss government a member of Interpol?
No. What happened is this. Switzerland and most of the countries in the world are signatories to the International Criminal Court.
Okay.
And the U.S. actually signed on in 96 in Rome with Bill Clinton. But a month and a half before the United States, you had a 4 or 5 year waiting period. A month before the U.S. was supposed to follow through, Bush canceled it.
Hmm.
And what's interesting is it doesn't matter if the U.S. signed it or not. The point is he violated the laws, the treaties, and his legal defense, and the fact that the idiot, or the, I should say the former President Bush, in his memoirs talks about the fact that he authorized torture knowingly in waterboarding. So, I mean, it's like the perfect idiot criminal, defense attorney would have. The guy admits what he did, and now he's culpable to it, and also the United States is culpable for not enforcing the Geneva Conventions. And it also goes to show how weak Barack Obama is, because if he had any guts, he would have demanded that Bush be extradited to The Hague to stand trial, you know, for war crimes. And, you know, Obama knows international law and constitutional law.
Well, you don't get to be the president of the United States by having guts. It's inherent.
Well, the point is this, my friend. I just feel very good about it, and it's something that I was hoping for. You know, I've called the show and talked about it several times over the last 5 years, and I'm so happy now that, a message is being sent to these criminal dictator American presidents that they cannot violate American law nor international law. And if they do, there are going to be stiff penalties.
Well,
and I hope that...
it's not as stiff as it could be.
I mean, I'm assuming, too, I know Paraguay is also a signatory to those conventions, which means that if Bush attempts to go down to his daddy's 1 million-acre spread in Paraguay, the Paraguayan government and the citizens can arrest Bush and extradite him to The Hague.
Well,
and
what about countries that aren't signatories, besides the United States?
Remember, the U.S. is... I'll hold on the line. You're going to commercial?
We don't have time for it, unfortunately, but thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, and this is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Time for your thoughts coming up.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LASIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
JJ.
And Mark. We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. News updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the various different delivery methods that we have for you. There's email, there's Twitter, Facebook. You can get signed up for free over at news.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, your calls, your thoughts. John, listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you, Ian?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Good. I was going to call you guys about what our country is doing with China, about the ghost cities that was on Fox News, and I went and Googled it. And sure enough, they are building cities over there, Ian, that not one person is occupying.
Yeah, we talked about one of them several weeks ago called Ordos, the Neo-Ordos.
Seems like months ago.
Yeah, well, you're right, probably a few months ago. But, yeah, it's shocking, and I've seen that you look at the pictures from this place. It is just absolutely amazing. And then, as you're pointing out, there are more than one of these where, and JJ, you're looking quizzically at me.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about this.
Go hit up Google and look for Ordos, China, and look for pictures of it.
Yeah.
I mean, what were your impressions when you first saw this?
Looks like our government or some of our Bernie Madoff businessmen, that's what I call them, have gotten over to China, are taking maybe our money from our hedge funds and our funds of funds and maybe money from our United States government and built these cities, just like they're building developments all around this country.
What makes you believe that the U.S. government or U.S. contractors are involved?
Because I do not believe China had this problem until they became friends with us. It's just kind of unique now they have cities.
Well, hold on a second. You're talking in these kind of collectivist terms that maybe you don't intend to use. They became friends with us. Do you mean by that to say the Chinese government becoming more friendly with the U.S. government?
Not government, yes, sir. That phrase better.
Well, I don't know how friendly they actually are, but really it's my understanding from when we discussed this before, and Mark, correct me if I'm wrong about this, but it's my understanding that China is having, you know, an economic boom. They have lessened over the last few decades their economic controls over people and their ability to do business in China.
Their economy was expanding at 8%, I think, is what the article said.
As a result of that, there is all of this money that is now available to investors and folks like that over there, and governments also are rolling in dough in comparison to how they used to be. And unfortunately, what they've done as a result of that is they have malinvested. The governments basically have said, you know, this grand vision for what they want to be possible. They've decided to build their own cities from scratch and in the hopes that people will move there and populate them. And as has actually happened is it's not occurred. What has happened is the government people have moved to their brand new cities and are essentially living there alone with a very bare minimum skeleton crew of a handful of businesses that cater to the government employees that are working in these cities. It's just a very bizarre story of, government gone amok. But I didn't see any news about how, you know, the United States was involved in any way.
It was on Fox News. There was a gentleman on there talking how our government is intermingling, you know, with the stock markets and investing over there. I was just taking...
Well, I think anything Fox... Yeah, Fox News is known to lie blatantly. I mean,
well, it's
I need another source besides. Yeah, I need another source besides Fox.
Right, that's what I was just calling to give you the information I got from, in general words, from Fox. And I know you guys are more educated than I am on it. That's why I got your opinion.
Well, you know, I think that it's true the government loves itself a boondoggle, and this may very well, you know, the United States government really may hate the idea that that China is getting into its own boondoggle and the United States isn't involved. I wouldn't doubt for a second that this is the case, but up to this point, we don't know.
I wanted your side of believing, not Fox's. I don't believe them. I wanted the free talk version of.
There you go. You got it, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Manipulated response. No, sir. First-time caller. I love your show. And keep up the good work.
Hey, do me a favor. Call Dan, the program director over there, and let him know that you appreciate Free Talk Live because we're on this week on a test basis, and I believe he's making his final decision tomorrow as to what show will end up being his nighttime show there on WGN.
I sure will.
All right, I appreciate you doing that, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Don't hesitate to give us another call some other time at 800-259-9231. Yeah, go and look up. It's also known as Kangbashi, Kangbashi, Ordos, Ordos is another name for it. But it's just the pictures of this are just stunning. Just it's incredibly
when
beautiful.
When are they from, the pictures?
When?
Yes.
Presumably within the past year.
Okay.
But the photos are just, you know, just incredibly beautiful neighborhoods and cityscapes and, you know, just wonderfully well designed and crafted, just amazing construction.
Sure, beautiful new construction.
All kinds of money has been poured into this and no one is there. It literally, it's like looking at a beautiful version of North Korea where no one's on the roads. I mean, North Korea is a total S-hole where there's nobody there because, well, they're not allowed to be there. They're living all in, you know, just dismal conditions elsewhere, but in place like Pyongyang, I believe, you've got cities that just have it's their major cities, you know, a place with electricity, and you've just got empty roads because it's only the military that's driving down those roads in North Korea. Here, the roads are empty simply because nobody's moving into these places. They could. There's no reason why they.
Well, isn't it a cost issue? I mean, I would think that they're
well, the middle class is expanding.
It's expanding, but
and people are actually buying. Remember, the one point about this is people are actually continuing to buy the condos and things like that are being built. So there's private money behind this. It's not like, you know, the government's the only organization behind this. There are people purchasing these houses and purchasing these condos on the speculation that they'll be worth something.
Well,
someday.
That's what happened in the United States in the late 90s and the early aughts when people were doing just the same thing. In Sarasota, Florida, people would buy anything at any price because they knew that, well, in 3 months it'll be worth a good deal more and I'll be able to sell it at a profit.
Right. And people are doing that here.
With
right.
The bubble.
And people are doing that here expecting that all of a sudden there's going to be some sort of breaking point where people start flowing into these cities. And it just, it hasn't happened. It's my understanding Ordos has been around for, you know, about half a decade at this point. And they continue to construct.
Yeah, these are amazing pictures. It's just literally the ghost town. And it's something about the property bubble, sort of people needing to spend that money, buy that property, and hopefully it will retain its value better than whatever other assets they have their money in, whether it be dollars or the yen or whatever.
Yuan is what they're called.
Yuan, yeah, okay.
Something like that. Or the renminbi.
Oh, it's the yen. It's not the yen.
The yen is the Japanese.
Oh, really? Japanese, okay.
Oh, God. Stupid Americans.
I know we already shared this, but just because it was brought up here, for years, regional governments across China have been building massive real estate projects. It's from Time.com that have attracted both private...
What's the article? What's the date of the article?
It is Monday, April 5th, 2010. Have been building massive real estate projects that have attracted both private and corporate buyers as prices have continued to rise. Residential values in 70 large and medium-sized cities across China soared in 2009, according to real estate consultancy Colliers International. More investors have become speculators, buying brand-new properties with the sole intention of flipping them. But since a huge real estate bust in the U.S. in 2008 was the catalyst for the still-lingering global recession, many analysts feel that a replay in China could prove disastrous. Indeed, evidence of property oversupply is everywhere. In Beijing, vast swaths of commercial space sit vacant, including floors of retail space right next to the iconic Water Cube, the 2008 swimming venue. And according to the story here, the property meltdown in China would imperil the whole world's fledgling economic recovery. Throughout most of the severe global downturn in decades, China's economic growth has remained remarkably buoyant. And this year, for example, China's GDP will likely rise 9% or more. But as was pointed out in the Zeitgeist film, and one of the things they got right, in a film in which there's a lot of things they got wrong, but one of the things they got right was that GDP is an effed up estimate.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk a little more about that here in a moment. 800-259-9231, the Totesac. Bring the groceries back in from the car and do it quick and easy. Totesac.us. You can go there to learn more about it. TOTASAK.US. However, if you are the caller, if you call in now at 603-435-1105, you'll win a two-pack of the Totesac. Try it out for yourself. That's 603-435-1105. It's our contest line. You call in now, you win a Totesac. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call to claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen. Visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for your thoughts, your calls about what you want. That's the point of the show. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. You can do that for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on to more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and more. You can get the details, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to do that. And we're talking about the overconstruction and malinvestment that's going on in China, and Ordos is a perfect example of this. We discussed it a few months ago, and it was just brought up again by a gentleman, John, in Delaware, who had just become aware of it. JJ, it was the first time you'd heard about it.
That's right.
You went to look at the photos of this place, and it's just eerie.
A lot of weird things out of China with their real estate bubble. They're making things. Then I also have this report about fake rice.
Oh, that's so weird. Let's talk about that in a moment here. But the GDP was mentioned in this article from Time Magazine about how China's got this 9% increase in their GDP. And I guess it was their estimate for last year. And it was the Zeitgeist movie that actually pointed out correctly and got a whole lot of things wrong. But one of the things it got right was that GDP is a messed up statistic. And there are a few different reasons for it, but
the consumer price index, on which, to some extent, you know, all these government numbers, they're messed up.
Well, the idea was that the more government spends, and the more, you know, these politically connected industries are spending, the more the GDP goes up. So if they're building a bunch of cities in China, there's a lot of economic activity there. It's not meaningful because nothing's actually coming from it, but it'll increase the GDP.
Right, definitely. It'll definitely help the numbers, and it just goes back to thinking it like when you work for a corporation and you always hear about how they have to make the numbers jive so that when they fill out this report, this profit and, you know, earnings report, that everything looks good for the investors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just GDP is that global, that large state-sponsored number that they just make up with whatever parameters they want to include or exclude, and just to boost their own egos.
So tell me about this rice, JJ.
Yeah, basically, there's this report that China's history, you know, with food safety is a rocky one, but they're making rice, and the rice is made by mixing potatoes, sweet potatoes, and plastic. The potatoes are first formed into the shape of rice grains. Industrial synthetic resins are then added to the mix. The rice reportedly stays hard even after being cooked. And this rice is actually being sold in the Chinese provinces.
What is the source on this article?
This is according to an online publication from Very Vietnam. Apparently, China tried to sell this rice to the Vietnamese, who, you know, have their own rice paddies, as we've seen from our historical films, like about the Vietnam War.
Shooting them in them.
Right. Of course, there's always the water bullet hitting the water, you know, that sort of thing. But anyway, a Chinese Restaurant Association official said that eating three bowls of this fake rice would be like eating one plastic bag.
What?
And all the nutritional value.
So Vietnam, the Vietnamese,
central planning its best, people.
Yeah, the Vietnamese were like, we're not going to eat this rice. This is disgusting. We make our own rice, and it might not be the highest quality rice in the world, but it's healthy, and it's real rice. It's not made of potatoes. People who were eating the rice found that it was odd because the rice didn't soften up like it usually does after cooking. It was still hard and crunchy.
Mm.
So
it's the plastic.
My goodness.
Come on, China's had such an issue with their food products and lead-covered toys and now fake rice that they knowingly are making out of plastic.
That is scary stuff.
It is.
Who is doing that?
Well,
what kind of person would do something like that?
I don't know. You know, it might be a good idea for dealing with waste. You know, you just have people run it through their old system there, and the plastic gets broken down.
Does it, though?
I don't know.
Are you pooping out plastic?
Some.
I believe you are. But, of course, you have those petroleum products that come from creating the plastic that are going to enter your body and contaminate it.
Yeah, that's not good. It's not good.
Hey, while we're talking about China, let's talk about Chinatown and what's happening here in the United States, where what they're calling lawless buses are causing a stir. Efforts to tame, this from DNAinfo.com, efforts to tame a lawless bus industry that has left Chinatown like the Wild West have been introduced by neighborhood politicians. The move, which would force buses traveling between New York and other cities to have permits to operate, has teamed up Senator so-and-so with whoever else. They introduced a bill before the state legislature on Friday designed to create a permit system for the first time and ease what they call a chaotic lack of rules, which puts travelers and neighborhood residents at risk. According to one of the bureaucrats, with no rules to regulate buses, the streets of Chinatown are like the Wild West, and that doesn't work for bus companies or the community. Today's system makes it hard to operate a business within the bounds of the law and plagues the community with noise, pollution, and chronic congestion.
Chronic congestion, does that mean there's too many buses taking too many people to the destinations that they want to go?
Yeah, pretty much. There basically is this incredible level of competition between these inner-city Chinatown bus routes, where the first story I saw about this showed a bus that was offering rides for like a dollar or something like that.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, I think that when you get on the rickety bus, it takes your chances.
I don't think they're rickety. I think they're very nice, and there's a lot of competition between these buses.
Well, fine, then.
This bus that had a dollar logo on it was very nice looking.
Well, then, at that point, you know what you're getting, right? You can, if the bus does something negligent or something, you can sue the guy.
Well, just the market response. Just if a bus is known, a certain company is known to have their buses that break down or crash or don't make it to the destination, well, then they're going to lose the competition.
That's not what it's about. This is about what the government's looking at here as problems. It's not about any real problems the customers have with the buses. See, the operators don't have designated pickup or drop-off spots, and they have been blamed for greatly increasing congestion and have been accused of causing accidents. The proposed permit system would mean buses have to use designated pickup and drop-off spots, among other measures. whatever that means. That could be a whole bunch of different things. Hmm. Permit applications would also be reviewed by community boards. So, therefore, they'll be able to restrict the amount of service providers in this particular industry to a very limited number, as opposed to anybody who wants to go out and buy a bus and start running people back and forth. It'll only be very specific groups, like with taxi cab medallions, where there's a very limited amount of people that are allowed into the business, thereby inflating the rates for taxi cabs and creating cabs, yep, where they're underground cabbies, basically.
Well, isn't the idea of mass transit something that government has always been supporting?
Yeah, right? I mean, they're always trying to get you to carpool and things like that.
So there's a successful, you know, mass transit system here where competition is causing buses to offer services above and beyond what the customer has been used to in other areas. And now the government's like, well, we have a problem with this. I guess we're not getting a taste. You know, they're not getting a piece of their pie.
Yep, that's right. The proposed permit system, again, would mean pick-up and drop-off spots. A politician's move was welcomed by some bus operators. Gee, I wonder if these people are behind the scenes pulling some strings to get these regulations
passed.
Wouldn't
that be a surprise? The big bus companies that are, you know, licensed in some way want the little bus companies that aren't licensed to be stopped.
Pen Li Liang, president of the Fuhua Bus Company, or Fenghua Bus Company, said, "For years, the bus parking situation in Chinatown has been chaotic. The lack of regulation has caused problems for the community and for the bus companies. Our company was the first long-distance bus company to operate out of Chinatown. For 13 years, we have waited for a system that will allow us to conduct our business more easily and in harmony with the local community."
More easily, as in less competition.
As in less competition.
Yeah, harmony means we don't have to hear about the people that we've hurt by putting them out of business.
Let's talk to Scott, listening in Charleston to WVTS. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, that rice thing just got me. I was like, this is a step and a half away from Soylent Green, isn't it?
It's like the opposite.
I mean, I know, but, you know, if they could do that, they could, you know, what else can they do that with?
Scary.
Anyway, well, it's not the first time. China has been doing this with rice for a while. There's this high-quality version of rice, the Wuchang rice, which is more expensive than ordinary rice, but yet they're going to have the artificial knockoff version of that rice that's actually a lot cheaper. They've been selling to their own people, and yet it's still full of additives and food products that aren't rice.
Scary stuff. Scott, thanks for the call. We're short on time. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's get Larry in real quick for final thoughts tonight. Larry, listening in Indy to WXNT.
I'd just like to enlighten you guys on what they do. They built those cities over there as an experiment so that when we get all the stimulus money going on over here, that we're going to rebuild our cities, they'll have the crews ready to come over here and do that work and then go right back to China. So they don't do anything that they're not going to make a buck on it. And they're gonna come.
Thanks for the call, Larry. It's certainly speculative. Appreciate hearing from you. It has been Ian here tonight.
Interesting. JJ here.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.